Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Luke, I wanted to bring you on to provide a bit of a recap of the work that has been done and released this year to the market. The company is focused on the Enchi Gold Project in Ghana, currently most of the way through a 90,000-meter drill program. The company had a couple of key milestones this year. One included a PEA released in June, the overall resource size, too, of this project, a little over 1.4 million ounces of gold. Now, just to recap, first and foremost, when it comes to the drilling here, Luke, approximately how many meters have been drilled out of this 90,000 meters and how many results have been released this year, please?
Yeah, hi, Corey. Hi, Shad. Good to be on again. So in terms of the 90,000-meter drill program, since we started it in August of 2020, we've completed a total of roughly 63,000 meters. About 20,000 of those meters were completed in 2020, and those were included in our updated resource and PEA, which we released in June of this year. So in 2021, and essentially all of the press releases that you can see on our website for this year represents about 40,000 meters of drilling. So it's been an extremely busy year, and we've been very pleased with the results that we've been receiving from the drilling. And that leaves us with an additional roughly 27,000 meters of drilling, which will get completed and released to the market over the first half of 2022.
Well, Luke, out of that 40,000 that you've released so far and out of the 63,000 that you've drilled total, just speak to people about, you kind of have a balance going between some RC drilling, some diamond drilling, because you're doing both at surface drilling for the near surface oxide material, but you're also doing some deeper drilling into some of the higher grade material. So what's the mix of the drilling?
So of that 40,000 meters that we've released this year in 2021, about three quarters of it, so call it 30,000 meters, was RC drilling. The other 10,000 meters was diamond drilling. The RC drilling is continuing to focus on stepping out at all of our existing resource areas. All of them remain open along strike. If you look at our current 1.4 million ounce resource, about 85% of it sits within the oxide transitional category. Those are very valuable ounces. That was what was outlined in our PEA, which we put out in June, was a heap leach project. So we're continuing to focus on growing the overall oxide ounces on our project. And then also we're very excited as part of this 90,000 meter program and the 9,000 meters that we released this year of diamond drilling to be focusing in on some of the higher grade opportunity across our project as well. And we've started to get some very good results from that perspective as well.
Luke, let's touch on some of the, I think, more exciting developments that have come out of the drilling this year. The first being some higher grades hit in, I believe it's a lot of the deeper drilling here. And one thing to consider is that this project, especially before this year, really hadn't been drilled to any significant depth. You guys started looking a bit deeper at just a couple of the target areas, and you started to hit some higher grades. Can you recap this component, please?
Yeah, so what we see with our project, as well as other projects along the Sefwi Bibiani Belt, is that typically these greenstone-hosted deposits, as you start to drill deeper, get into the sulfides, you typically start to encounter some higher grades. So part of the focus of our program has been to identify where some of these higher-grade feeder zones sit on our project. And we feel we've started to hone in on some of those areas. Niam would be a good example of that. If you look at our last press release, which we put out in November, that was some follow-on deep drilling at Niam that has further honed in on some of the previous results that we had. So looking at, you know, nine meters of 5.4 gram material sitting 100 meters away from that in hole number 47, we had 7 meters of 5.8 gram material. We then followed up with some of those results that we put out in November with some additional high grade results. And ultimately, we think we've now identified a 500 meter structure down to about 300 meters and starting to, you know, consistently hit some of this higher grade. So we will follow up with additional drilling in that area and really start to look at hopefully wrapping a higher grade resource around that as we drill deeper. Over at Boeing, this year we had our highest grade ever intercept on the project, hole number 250. We hit 95 grams over 2 meters. Within that same hole, we hit an additional 13 grams over 1 meter. So again, those are the kind of higher grade results that we're looking to continue to identify across our project. And again, all of these targets and deposits remain open at depth.
Well, Luke, another takeaway, just in talking with you over the course of this year, and as you've continued to hit these deeper results that have higher grade, is how that could actually shape the economics, moving forward, or the mine plan, because it gives you some optionality as far as what you may want to move forward in the mine plan, but also as you kind of map out the open pit part of it, where there could be some underground drilling in the future. So just walk us through how important those high grade results could be to the economics of the project and how you develop this project.
Yeah, so the higher grade results at depth, for the most part, what those do is they obviously extend the overall mine life of the project. But what they can also do is obviously, once you've mined out the pits and you start to go underground and you start to feed a mill with 5 gram material, for instance, obviously that's going to have a meaningful impact on the overall production of the project. Replacing, let's say 0.6 gram material with 5 gram material, it's pretty easy to do the math on what the impact from a production perspective that would have. The other thing from a mine sequencing and planning perspective is some of the higher grades that we've also discovered on our project over the course of the year as well. We recently put out a press release again over at NIAM where we hit 35 meters of 2 gram material from surface within the oxides. Over at Cium earlier this year, we had similar results, roughly 24, 25 meters of 2 gram material, again, within the oxides from surface. So the impact that will have from a production perspective is obviously, given that goes right to surface, those are the kind of areas that we would start our initial mining from. And again, if you can start your project off with 2 gram material relative to 0.6 or 0.7 gram material, that's going to have a very meaningful impact on the overall production profile. So those are some of the other things that we've been very encouraged by the drilling that we've done this year and the results that we've had.
All right, Luke, let's also talk about some of the newer targets that have been drilled, because there are a lot of targets on this project, some that have a resource on them, some that are advancing closer to a resource stage, and some that really got the first pass of drilling. What did you learn from some of these newer targets, and what about some of the even newer targets that you generated?
Yeah, so of the last 27,000 meters of drilling that we're in the process of completing and we'll look to get completed by Q2 of next year, 2022, there is about 10,000 meters of drilling focused on new areas. So areas like Cium South, which has never been drilled before, we've started drilling there. We're getting that completed and we'll look to get results out in Q1 of next year. Similarly, over at Tocosilla, it's an area that actually has a past producing artisanal mine on it. It's got a shaft. They were working underground as well as an open pit. And that's an area that we're going to be drilling for the first time ever. And again, we'll look to get those results out to the market in Q1 of 2022. So these new areas are areas that we're very excited about. And what they would ultimately do is complement our 4 existing resource areas, continue to grow the resource at all of those existing areas. But if we can start to make some new discoveries at some of these other areas, it just overall highlights the potential to increase the overall size and scale of the project. As well as we're going back to previously drill tested areas like Sium Extension, which we're in the process of drilling right now, where we've had very good past results, and we'll look to ultimately continue to follow up on those kind of results. So again, it really is a multi-pronged exploration approach from that perspective. But we feel that by taking that approach, that's what will create the most value for shareholders.
Yeah, Luke, and as you continue to work on these new targets and also just infilling some existing targets at that near surface resource growth, what is the rough guidance for putting out an updated resource estimate? I know you typically tie those in with your economic studies, but in 2022, how much of this drilling that you're doing will make it into the resource update, and how much of it will be saved for future updates?
Yeah, so of the 70,000 meters of additional drilling that we're doing that was not included in the update that we did in June of last year, roughly about 40,000 of that will get included in a future update. And then the other 30,000 is, a bunch of that is focused on going back to previously drill tested areas, as well as some new areas where we don't think we'll get enough drilling with the first to be able to wrap a resource around it. But what our goal there is to ultimately make some new discoveries and highlight the potential to wrap a resource around it over time as we go back and do additional drilling.
So Luke, the PEA that was released in June, we've already alluded to it and discussed it a little bit, but that was another big stepping stone for the company. Can you take us through some of the key aspects of that PEA, just to remind everybody, please?
Yeah, so our resource that we put out at the same time as the PEA was 1.4 million ounces. So we then wrapped a PEA around that resource. What it outlined was a very simple open pit heap leach project. One of the advantages that I keep honing on about is the fact that we've got very deep oxides across our entire project, and those are very valuable ounces. So the economics of that PEA at a $1,650 gold price, you're looking at an after-tax NPV of $212 million, after-tax IRR of 42%, just under 1 million ounces of recoverable gold over a roughly 10.5-year mine life. So a very robust heap leach project. If you look at that at an $1,850 gold price, you're looking at an after-tax NPV of $302 million, after-tax IRR of 54%. So again, very nice leverage to the gold price from that perspective. And we were very pleased with the overall PEA. But again, our focus remains on the exploration. And with the additional meters we're drilling now and meters we'll drill in the future, we think we will be able to continue to grow the overall size and scale of the project.
Well, it's already a very attractive project just at the PEA level you put out this year. But with all this extra drilling and growth, it's going to be exciting to see where it goes. And we'll keep following along, Luke. But one other thing it'd be nice to touch on is just the jurisdiction you're in Ghana. What a bang up year it's had, and some of the activity around your neck of the woods. So would you mind updating us on how things have been going for mining companies in Ghana?
Yeah, so as we've discussed in the past, I mean, our view is that Ghana's a tier one jurisdiction, but, don't listen to me. Look at the companies who are operating in country. I mean, you've got Newmont, 14% of their total global production comes from Ghana. They're putting another 750 to 850 million into the country. That'll take their production to 20% of their global production. You've got Kinross operating in country. You've got Gold Fields, Anglo Gold. I mean, those are four of the top 10 gold producers on the planet. So it is a tier one jurisdiction to be operating in. And then, we've seen a lot of kind of activity in country this year. There was a full-on bidding war for Cardinal Resources between Shandong and Nordgold. Shandong ended up winning out in that battle. You then had the Bibiani asset get purchased by Asante, and they're now in the process of fast-tracking that back into production. And then just in the last couple months here, we've had Chinfeng make a bid for Golden Star. So again, I think, you know, all of that activity in country really highlights what a great jurisdiction it is and the desire to get into Ghana.
Luke, before we get you out of here, just update everybody, please, on the cash position of the company moving into next year to continue to grow this resource and project generally.
Yeah, so $9 million of cash was the last update. And the way we laid out our budget is we want to make sure we're able to complete our full 90,000 meters of drilling, get a resource update done, and then make sure we've got enough cash to run the business right through 2022. So we're covered from a cash perspective through all of next year.
Excellent. Luke, really appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding anything we discussed here, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Nucor Gold. We will be following up as more news hits the market. So, Luke, really appreciate this year-end wrap for a year that has been very busy for the company. We'll touch base on the back of some more news. Thanks for your time, Luke.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and have a great holiday, guys.